بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the virtues of Salat. Today's hadith عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل الصلوات الخمس كمثل نهر جار غمر على باب أحدكم يغتسل منه كل يوم خمس مرات رواه مسلم. As جابر رضي الله عنه said, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the similitude, the example, the similarity between a person performing the five times daily salat is like that, or the example of the five salats itself, the similitude of the five salat itself is like an extremely intense flowing river at your door, which you take a bath five times a day. So the salat is likened to the river itself. So this river is flowing, it's a deep flowing, fast flowing river. In other words, a river that is flowing, the water is generally clean. And the deeper it is, the more cleaner the water is. So this is not just some water that is standing there. It's water that's very clean. It's at your doorstep. And you're bathing in there five times a day. So this is the example Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given. That this namaz itself is like that river. It's cleaning, how the river cleans that person's physical impurities on his body. This salat, it cleans a person's gunas. It cleans his heart. It cleans the sins of the person. Therefore, when we normally go, if a person takes his car to a car wash, then what he would do is he'll leave his car there and he'll come out of the car and the people will wash the car. So the person coming to the masjid, when he's coming out of his car, today he must think that I'm not leaving my car for people to wash and I'm going one side. I'm leaving my car outside and I'm going for a wash. We should always think to ourselves that these hadiths come in front of us. We should actually feel as though we're coming to the masjid to get our sins washed, to get our hearts washed, to get ourselves clean. So a person will take benefit from these hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we also explained yesterday, that these asar of the a'mal, they take some time to come. A person doesn't happen immediately. The hadith, the sahaba came and they complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a certain person that is stealing. And he's stealing, but he's also performing his salah. And the ayat of the Quran is saying that the salah will prevent a person from fahsha and munkar. It will prevent a person from those actions that are known by everyone. Fahsha, we explained those actions that are known by everyone to be wrong. For example, zina, murder, wine, etc. And munkar, those actions that Shariat and the ulama have termed as major sins. So this ayat is saying that the salah will prevent him. But yet this person is still involved in stealing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that shortly this namaz will prevent him. And it happened like that. Very soon after that, he made tawbah for that guna of his of stealing and he gave it up. So therefore, it has to be in the right proportion. Like when a doctor is prescribing medication to a person, the doctor will tell him, take two tablets three times a day. Now he feels, why must I take two tablets three times a day? I can take one tablet one time a day. The desired results the person won't see. So namaz is like that. Fasting is like that also. The things that have been prescribed in Shariat have to be taken in the proportions. So therefore, after some time, we saw that this sahabi, he now made tawbah and he repented. So these are examples for us. Today's hadith also, we see that how salah is a means of wiping out a person's guna. An Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu anna rajulan asaba min imra'atin qublatan. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that once a man had kissed a woman. It was a strange woman. She was not a mahram to him. She was not any relative to him. This person had kissed her. There's a story, there's an incident that had taken place. There was a woman that had come to purchase some dates from this sahabi. So he had told her, remember something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must have the highest regard and respect for sahaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them sometimes commit these errors so we can see how we can be cleansed if we fall into the same mistake, into the same guna. But what is worth seeing is look at the hearts of sahaba after they made a mistake. So anyway, the sahabi was selling dates. This woman had come to purchase dates from him. So when she had come to purchase dates, he told her that inside the house, I got better quality dates. So she had come into the home to see the better quality dates. When she had come in, this person temporarily lost control of himself and he kissed this woman. After he kissed this woman, he realized that I did a very, very serious thing. That this is not my wife, this is a strange woman and I kissed her. So then he was very worried. So he became bechain, he became parishan, he became concerned. So he went up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, institute the had upon me. Had is that punishment for a person that has committed sins. For example, stealing, the hands are cut off. term that is used is penal punishments. It's called had. That the person steals, his hands get cut off. If a person commits zina, then he gets stoned to death. Or if he wasn't married, then this person gets 100 dashes. So this had is a very, very difficult, very, very painful punishment. It's not something small. But because he was a sahabi and he realized that I rather face the consequences in this world rather than facing it in akhirat, he came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, I made a mistake. He came clean. I made a mistake. Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm in need, establish the had upon me. I need to be punished for what I did. So look at the hearts of sahaba. Because of the sohbat and companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their hearts were so clean. So therefore, Mawlana Wasilullah sahab rahmatullahi alayhi would say, he would mention this, that Barosa nahi is nafsi ammara par farishta bi ho jai phir bad guma raho. He would say that this nafs of ours, never ever be mutmain about it. Never ever have barosa. Don't have any kind of guarantee about this nafs. That I'm okay. I can put myself into any situation. I won't get carried away by the situation. I can go in the wrong places, or I can go in front of women. I can be in situations where I won't be tempted because I got control of myself. He says, don't ever, barosa nahi, don't ever have itminan, don't have guarantee on your nafs. Barosa nahi is nafsi ammara par farishta bi hoja. Even if this thing has become a farishta, an angel, then also be suspicious of your nafs. Any time I can slip, don't ever be content. So here we see that the sahabi had committed this error, this mistake, that miscalculation. So he came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is where the hadith continues. He came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, akhbarahu, and he informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fa atan Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, akhbarahu. Fa anzalallahu ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what I did. I made this mistake. I kissed this woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat. Aqimish salata tarafain nahari wa zulafan min al-layl. That performs salat at the two ends of the day and some portion of the night. Innal hasanati yudhibna sayyi'at. For verily good deeds expiate, they wipe out sins and bad deeds. So the good deeds, they expiate, they wipe out bad deeds. Now the sahabi, faqala rajulu ila hadha. So this sahabi, faqala rajulu ali hadha. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this only for me? That if I perform salat at the two ends of the day, ulama explained what is meant by the two ends of the day. The first is Fajr Salah and the second is Asr Salah. Some of the opinion that no, it is Fajr Salah and Maghrib Salah, meaning the two ends of the day. Anyway, there's a difference of opinion. And what is meant, some portions of the night? Other ulama say that the portions of the night would mean Maghrib Salah and Isha Salah. In other words, perform the Salah. And don't say no, that it's Fajr Salah. Two ends of the day is Fajr Salah and Maghrib Salah. Some portion of the night they would say it's Isha Salah. So this is the explanation that ulama would give. Anyway, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had told us, related this now to the sahabi, Allah Pak had related this, revealed this ayat. So he's asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that is this only for me? Is this specially for me that I'm going to be forgiven because of performing my salat on the two ends of the day and some portion of the night? Qala al-jami'i ummati kullihim, li-jami'i ummati kullihim muttafaqun alayhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam mentioned, no, this is for my whole ummah. My whole ummah, this is there for them. That if they commit any guna, any error, any mistake they make, and they perform their salat at the two ends of the day and some portion of the night, their gunas also will be forgiven. So this is the benefit of performing salat. That a person's gunas get forgiven. There's something else that this hadith teaches us, is that when a person commits guna, he's not content about it. He's not satisfied and carrying on with his life like nothing happened. A certain parishani, becheni that should come into him. I made a mistake. I should come clean in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On short hadith, and we'll terminate. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salawatul khams, the five times daily salah, wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ati, kaffaratun lima bainahunna, ma lam tuhshal kaba'ir, rawahu Muslim. The five times daily salah and one jumu'ah to the other jumu'ah is an expiation for whatever is between them. So in other words, for whatever is between the five times salah, whatever is between one jumu'ah to the other jumu'ah is an expiation for whatever gunah a person has committed. Ma lam tughshal kaba'ir, so long as a person doesn't commit any major sins. Munali Qari rahmatullahi explains that when a person's salah, a person's salah is such that it's not enough to forgive his sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then uses the Jummah salahs now to use this to forgive whatever sins have not been forgiven. Muhaddith Abdul Haq Dehlawi rahmatullah alayh, he gave a similar explanation. Sometimes a person's salah is deficient. His daily salah is not good enough to wipe out his gunas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now uses the Jummah salah that this person performs to forgive his sins. There is one condition attached. So long as this person is not committing major sins. Major sins the person needs to make tawbah for. He needs to specifically ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. So here we also realize the importance of a person doing his salah with istiqamah, doing his Jummah salah also with istiqamah. This is a means of forgiving our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika walhamdulillah.